Hi there. The word for you today is, let's tear down those walls. In Romans 15 verse 7, we read, accept each other just as Christ has accepted you. You know what? God's love transcends class, race, gender, politics, geography, and culture. Paul writes, Ephesians 2 verse 14, reading from Eugene Peterson's version, The Message, and I quote, he tore down the wall we used to keep each other at a distance. Instead of continuing with two groups of people separated by centuries of animosity and suspicion, he created a new kind of human being, a fresh start for everybody. Christ brought us together through his death on the cross. The cross got us to embrace. That was the end of the hostility. The cross creates a new kind of people. A people unhindered by skin color or family feud. A new citizenry, based not on common ancestry or geography, but on a common savior. Listen to it. Therefore, accept each other, just as Christ has accepted you, so that God will be given glory. So, confront your prejudice and root out your biases. Pray this prayer, Lord, reveal them to me. How often do I judge somebody unworthy of you by the way I treat him or her? Rebuke me in your love. Where can I tear down a wall or remove a barrier that keeps your children apart from one another? What can I do in my sphere of influence to bring the love of Christ to somebody who may feel ostracized or estranged from you? Give me divine insight. And bless me with the resolve to be your hands and your feet. Make me a bridge and not a wall. This I pray in Christ's name. Amen. You know what? That's a prayer. God will answer. Do you remember President Ronald Reagan standing at the Berlin Wall in 1987 saying, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall? Well, we've isolated, quarantined, excluded, and judged people long enough. Let's tear down our walls and show each other God's love. That is the word for you today.